was the night before Christmas, all alone in my house. My skirt was on the floor, alongside my blouse. And my stockings are off, and my panties are gone. I've been waiting for Daddy to come and fuck me till dawn. Like a good girl, I waited, patiently in bed, as memories of spankings echoed in my head. And I wondered sleepily why the delay, yawning and sprawling across the duvet. When out on the lawn there arose such a ruckus, and I ran to the window to say what the fuck is. I'll throw a big tantrum, I wanted to pout. Who's making that noise, and what's this about? The moon lit my tits with a soft, shivery glow, and cast such a light on the garden below. And what to my wondering eyes should appear but a man in a Santa suit, beginning to leer. He gaped and he drooled and he fondled his dick. And I wondered just then if this was Saint Nick. He came to my window, my breath was hot on the glass, and he called out to me to show him my ass. "Now, baby," he said, "my dear sweet little vixen, your cunt and my cock should soon be a mixin'. On top of that bed, up against that far wall, on the stairs," he told me, "he will have it all." As wet as I was, I tried to ignore my body. I'd been good all year, and I didn't want to be naughty. So calmly I moved from the window with care, and snapped close the blinds so the big man couldn't stare. But then, in a twinkling, I heard on the siding, cursing and grunting as the shingles started sliding. My eyes moved towards the ceiling, mouth unable to speak. He fell through the chimney while I let out a shriek. He was dressed in all red, from his head to his boot, with a lumpy old pillow in front of his suit. His beard was all tangled, and his hat was a mess. He looked like a jackass, I have to confess. But his eyes, how they twinkled, and his dimples were sweet. His lips were quite luscious, and his gaze full of heat. His shoulders were broad, and his arms looked so strong. If I wanted Santa to fuck me, could that be so wrong? As if he could read all the thoughts in my head, he began to undress and gestured towards the bed. The more he disrobed, the deeper my shock, till he stood there quite nude, with a big, fat, raging cock. It was chubby and plump, as big as an elf, and I moaned when I saw it, in spite of myself. With a wink of his eye, he stroked his big head. I knew at once I'd be a good girl for Santa instead. I spoke not a word, but went straight to my knees, and I moaned and I groaned as I licked and I teased. He came in my mouth as I slobbered and spit, until I begged my Santa Daddy to devour my clit. I writhed and I thrashed, and I clutched at his head. Then he fucked me so hard that he broke the bed. And I heard him exclaim, as I came, my thighs wet, "Merry Christmas, good girl, but Daddy's not done with you yet."